Well, you had some really interesting notes from the World of the Stars a couple segments ago, and some thoughts around Pete DeBoer's future with this team. Well, I'm happy to announce that we have lined up a deep throat informant from deep within the Stars organization. Now, we have digitally altered his or her voice to conceal their true identity. Good morning, deep throat informant. Thank you for your courage.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what's really going on behind the scenes with the Stars and Pete DeBoer and Jake Oettinger?
No, I cannot. I refuse.
Please?
Okay. Things at the Dallas Stars are at a boiling point.
Oh, no.
Tensions are boiling over, almost like a pot with boiling water that is reaching the top and threatens to spill over the sides.
Yes.
While you are boiling.
That'd be the literal definition, wouldn't it? Yes.
The problem is pretty much confined to two men. The Pete DeBoer and the Jake Oettinger.
Those two.
These two men hate each other.
Ooh.
They cannot stand to be in each other's presence.
Wow.
They hate each other like two men who hate one another.
Well, yes, okay, we get that.
Now, Pete is Canadian, so he's very polite when stabbing Oettinger in the back. They routinely snap and insult each other, and everyone in the organization kind of got used to it. But after Game 5, things came to a head.
A head?
What?
Oh, sorry. Just sounded a little weird.
After the game, Oettinger arrived into what the hockey players call the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a mood that was less than happy.
Yes.
And Pete, also known as the DeBoer.
Is he?
Said, hey, Oettinger, why don't you let in a couple more goals? Then said, you lost 6 out of 7 to Edmonton. And Oettinger fired back, well, you lost the ability to get an erection 7 years ago.
Wow.
DeBoer then
possibly
said,
know that.
You Americans are all the same. You're all loud, boisterous, and you let in 2 goals within the first 7 minutes, all of you. Then things got really out of hand.
Oh, no.
Oettinger took off his mask and crammed it down on the DeBoer's head. He then began hitting Pete with an American flagpole and hired a caricature artist to portray DeBoer in a negative light.
That's quite elaborate.
When DeBoer saw the caricature and the silly-looking vest that was drawn on him, he began yelling insults while messing his own pants in retaliation.
In retaliation?
Why is
Jim Neal heard the commotions.
Uh-oh.
And said, you guys need to calm down. And he said it so sternly it made everyone cry. DeBoer screamed at him, stay out of this, Captain Kangaroo. And Oettinger agreed with DeBoer on the anti-Jim Neal point.
Common ground.
Going so far as to rip off half of Jim Neal's mustache and gluing it to a local poster of a donkey.
Local poster.
It was then, and only then, that things began to continue to even get worse.
That doesn't make any sense.
Everyone tried to break them up, but it was to no avail. Players were flying all over the room as these two men wrestled like Tasmanian devils, removing each other's clothing by tearing it off until they were both naked. The last thing to go were the pairs of panties both men were wearing at the time, unbeknownst to all others. The team will not exist next year if this continues.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
It is so horrible, and I think that there's no way that the Stars will let Jim Neal sign an extension. They will keep him from being the Dallas Stars coach.
Wow, okay.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
We've never gotten that from him.
I cannot talk anymore.
Oh, please. Well, please. Oh, there he goes. Oh. Or she goes. The deep throat informant from the Stars. Wow, there's a lot more going on than I thought.
Messing his pants in retaliation. Why is that the part that sticks with me?
And,
I don't know.
And what is a local donkey poster? Still trying to figure that out.